Lewis, guess what? Meta is finally launching ads on WhatsApp. I mean, it's been a long time coming, but I have to say, I was pretty surprised to see this happen.
Wait, really? I thought they were all about keeping WhatsApp ad-free. I remember Brian Acton was really strict about that. No ads, no games, no gimmicks, mantra.
Yeah, right, but apparently they've changed their stance. The article says they're introducing the ads in the status section through the updates tab, so it's separate from the main chats, which I guess is supposed to make people feel more comfortable.
I see. So they're trying to preserve the personal space, but still find a way to monetize. That's clever, but I wonder how users will react. After all, WhatsApp has always been known for being private and secure.
Exactly. The company mentioned that they had been getting requests from businesses for this. Nikhila Srinivasan said it was a long-time request, and they wanted to keep personal spaces intact.
Right, but let's not forget, this was actually reported back in 2023 by the Financial Times. Will Cathcart, the head of WhatsApp, denied it at the time. Now it's happening, so maybe the pressure from investors was too much to ignore.
That makes sense. Meta's been doing well financially lately, better than expected in April, but this move could help them even more, right? It's one of their few platforms that's still ad-free, so they're probably eager to capitalize on that.
Definitely, and they're not just stopping at ads. They're also introducing the ability to subscribe to channels for a monthly fee. Certain channels, like from small businesses, can even pay to be promoted.
Wow, that's quite a shift, but they're still keeping messages, calls, and statuses end-to-end encrypted, so at least the core features remain private, but they're using basic information like location and device language to target ads.
It's a delicate balance, isn't it? They want to make money, but also keep user trust. I wonder if people who use WhatsApp for personal chats and never go to the updates tab will even notice the changes.
That's what Srinivasan said. If you don't use the updates tab, you won't see the ads. So it's kind of opt-in in a way, but still, it's a big deal for Meta to finally break from that long-standing policy.
Yeah, and Alice Newtonrex from the Financial Times mentioned that WhatsApp statuses are the most used stories product in the world. With 1.5 billion users visiting the updates tab daily, it's a huge opportunity for them.
I guess we'll have to wait and see how this plays out. It's definitely a bold move, but maybe it's necessary for Meta to keep growing their revenue streams.
Agreed. It's interesting to see how WhatsApp, which was once all about privacy and simplicity, is evolving into something more complex with all these new features.